Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. That's Aretha Franklin and Never Loved a Man. This is Gail Delicious of Delicious Talk. And this evening, we're going to have a show titled Possessive Women. I first want to say good evening to everybody who's tuned in. We're having a problem with the chat room. It says something due to the outage within Amazon Web Services. Users may experience issues with chat rooms. And they say Amazon is currently working on this issue. Check back to your switchboard for more information as we receive it. Apparently, it's still out, but that doesn't stop the show. We're still going to do the show. And, you know, we're just sorry that the chat room is not open. But if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 1-646-652-2877. And I'm going to say good evening to my co-host, Rhea. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. The weather here was a bit dippy and dreary and cold and wet.
We got 41 degrees. We're darn near freezing here.
Well, they said it was like a February day, which is, I guess, fall day or whatever. But, you know, I really can't complain because we've been having some other beautiful days. And, you know, any day that's a day you wake up in is a good day.
I know that's right.
You know, whether it's raining, snowing, or whatever, as long as you wake up in it, it's a good day, you know. And I've been here doing my spring cleaning in my office, and it seems like the more I clean up, the more I'm cleaning up. And I'm just doing it so thoroughly because I had a lot of old things in my file cabinet, excuse me, that I – you know, cleaned all that out, and oh my God, then as soon as I got that cleaned out, it's just, once I get this office cleaned up, my goodness, then I have to do the carpet in here, but it's just taking me forever to do it, because I started out cleaning the closet out, and, you know, getting these little cracks and corners and all that kind of stuff in here, but, you know, hopefully by Monday or Tuesday it's completed. I'm just taking my time with it, that's why it's taking me so long.
Exactly.
And, yeah, you know, because I want to get it cleaned up thoroughly. This is my spring cleaner, so to speak, in my office. And then the
well,
fact that...
Well, a guest and I are in the chat room. I had no problem getting in.
Oh, you got in there?
Yeah,
oh,
and then
get in there.
One guest was in, and they left out, but there's me and a guest and I in there now. So we didn't have a problem getting in.
Let me see what's going on, because it's, you know, it sit on my computer, and I tried to log in. Well,
okay, now there's four of us, so yeah, they're coming in.
Oh, okay, well, I guess you can man the chat room, because that's still a problem with me getting in there, you know, so maybe it's just a DC thing that's going on here.
No,
yeah,
I saw the note. When I signed in, I did see the note that you spoke of.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw that, and I wondered, was, you know, it's going to open up, but it did.
Oh, well, mine's still isn't open up. But, you know, like I said, it's all good because you can handle the chat room. So,
okay.
Excuse me, we're going to get on with the show. And tonight's topic is possessive women. And the word possessive, as an adjective, refusing to share the affections of a loved one, relating to or constituting a grammatical case denoting ownership, showing the desire to possess a possessive nature. Now, because the night's topic is about women being possessive, that's what we're going to talk about. You know, because we already know about men being possessive and, you know, the crazy things that they do, but women are possessive too. And first we're going to talk about, you know, what makes a woman possessive. Excuse me, I'm sorry to keep clearing my throat like this, but hold on. I'm telling y'all to hold on. I'm going to... I need to clear my throat, but... But in any event, you know, women, you know, had their reasons and things like that for being possessive. But is it a good thing, you know, when you're possessive of your mate and, you know, causing havoc behind you being possessive, you know, being a stalker and, you know, just doing things out of the norm, you know, to keep your man, you know, and not wanting to share his affections with anybody. Sometimes women are so possessive till they don't even want men to share their affections with their children or their family members, their mothers, and, you know, different things like that. Some women do crazy things when they are possessive of a man. And a book that I wrote, one of the characters, she's was very possessive of her man, but the things that she was doing was really crazy. And that's what possessive women do. It makes you, you know, just do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do for a person that you love. You know, there's a difference of being possessive and loving somebody. Women have been so possessive until they've killed their partners. I'm quite sure you're familiar with the case, the lady who ran over her husband in a hotel lobby after she caught him in there with another woman, and she had his daughter with her in the truck. Now, he was, you know, basically trying to get away from her. He was telling her that she was this, she was too clingy, to put on too much weight, you know, just making up all these excuses to leave her. So she went and got plastic surgery. She went through the drill of, you know, fixing herself up and all this kind of stuff. And he still, you know, was cheating on her. So she basically killed him. You know, she didn't want him to want to, you know, lose him to another woman. She just wanted to keep him to herself. And then the fact of her being so possessive, she didn't even think of his daughter. You know, she was killing her, his daughter's father. She wasn't her, the mother, but, you know, just that, that possessiveness that she had over him. And, you know, you, then you have women who kill their children because they want to be possessive of men. I'm sure you know the story of Susan Smart. She killed her two little boys because she wanted this guy. He didn't want, her, you know, the children involved. And she wanted him so much until she killed her children. Now, when it comes to, you know, you killing your children to possess a man, that's really, that's sad. And I was watching a show one time. A lady threw acid on her boyfriend when he attempted to leave her. You know, and you know, it's one thing to just be so fed up with you know, those traits and tell. It's really kind of bad and it's kind of sad and it's dangerous. Rhea, what do you have to say about possessive women?
Well, the first story that you spoke of, I think that has other elements besides the possessiveness in it.
Right.
That couple, first of all, they had very young twins. So when he was doing the things that, in reference to that weight and this and that, she hadn't too long given birth. Because I think they were arm babies at the time that she was arrested. When she started going to trial, because I think she had been in jail for a while. When she started going to trial, I think they were just starting to walk. But anyway, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she was justified in anything she did, because no, she wasn't. But when that was her husband, and some people, when it comes to marriage, they believe that other person belongs to them. You know, personally, he should have just went ahead and left her and not played them little mental games that he played with her. Because he
right.
did play, he did do things that more than likely, based on the way they told the story, yes, she is responsible for everything she did. She was dead wrong. But he did things that contributed to her state of mind. And sometimes
yeah.
women start off, their insecurities is what start off that turns into that possessiveness. Do you understand
right.
what I'm trying to say?
Right, I understand fully.
Yes. Susan Smith just was sick. That was just totally sad to me, especially when she had supposedly, if he was telling the truth, she could have given those kids to the father, because the father had been fighting her for those kids.
Right.
And so that whole thing just was totally sick, including the aftermath of what it did to some of the people in that area. When she claimed it was a black guy that, who, you know, took her kids or whatever.
Had kidnapped the kids.
Yeah, but I've only encountered one woman in my life that was possessive, and she didn't even want. He couldn't even do for his own mother.
Mm-hmm.
He could very rarely go visit his mother. And he could very go, it was like, wow, that and I got this from her because I didn't really know him that well, or
right.
but, you know, just in passing with her. And when she would sit up and she would talk, I remember we got into a we were out at an event, and when she started talking, I made the statement to her that you don't own him. I said he is still his own person. You know, he's still his own person. You don't own him. I said, and if I kept telling her, if her relationship is as unhealthy as she was describing, what makes her think he's happy there? He's
right.
biding his time. Because, I mean, he could be in the house. They had to be sitting up opposite each other in the same room. Like, there was no such thing as him sitting in the living room reading and her sitting in the dining room working on the computer or something. She had to be right there up under him. And he would get up and leave out the room. She would, like, where are you going? And, you know, and she would, like, get up. If he's going to get some water, she would get up and go. I mean, it was scary to me. And I told her that he can't be happy. This bra snapped off on me, and she got loud at me at this meeting. And I'm sitting there looking at her. And I'm looking around her, and I just walked away from her and left her standing there. And I'm saying to myself, he has to be looking for a way out. I don't see how that's going to, you know, how that's going to work. And I did hear about a year or so later she came home one day and he had completely moved out. He didn't take nothing but his clothes, but he was gone. Everything was gone, and he had just left.
Wow, because I can understand he was probably so unhappy, and, you know, because you can basically, that will definitely kill a relationship. Somebody has a noose around your neck, not letting you breathe, you know, and, you know, you can't really do anything. They're all up under you. You know, people need their space. Now, what about mothers that are so possessive of their sons? Because I had dated this guy one time, this when I was younger, and his mother, you know, I respect, you know, my elders, and I respect people, period. But, you know, younger, when you're coming up, you always respected your elders. And, you know, I really had nothing against this woman. But when we first met, you know, I spoke to her, and she said, hi. You know, and I'm saying to myself, what in the, I didn't sleep with you last night. But these are things I was saying to myself out of respect for her. And every time when, you know, he would, because they lived in, this one I used to live in D.C., and they lived in Maryland. Every time he would, you know, come to my house and, like, spend the night or whatever, she would call, because we were spending, like on the weekends, she would call him Sunday morning. Now, mind you, she was married, and her husband, you know, her and her husband was living together. She would call him and tell him to come home, and on the way to stop and get her a newspaper. Now, mind you, they lived right around the corner from a store where her husband could have went around the corner and gotten her a newspaper. This woman, I mean, it was pathetic how possessive she was over that boy. And even, you know, at times I was a little suspect, you know, because I couldn't understand how in the world, you know, I understand, you know, mothers loving their sons because I love my son, but I would never, ever, you know, treat my son the way she treated him. She treated him more or less like he was her husband, you know.
Now,
and,
that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that a couple of times. And, I've even had conversations with guys, you know, about that. Some of them would make up excuses for their moms, but that's where I think some of that battle between daughter-in-law and mother-in-law comes in. That A lot of times I really do think that that's the mother-in-law who doesn't know her place. And when I say that, I'm not being mean. I mean, I'm being actual. When a husband takes a wife, that wife becomes his the prominent. Okay?
Right.
That mother needs to step herself back. And you know, I don't, yes, that's your son. Yes, he's, but that's a grown man.
Right.
And when he took that wife becomes that, you know, and I don't think, you know, I put it like this. I've seen more cases where, I'm trying to think if I've seen any. It's always been the mother-in-law that was demanding, that was this, that, and the other. And I just, I know I'm, I had an incident with my mother-in-law. I don't really know how she felt because she didn't like my father. And some of her instances and some of her dealings with me could have been a reflection of that. But she was fine as long as she could get things out of me. When she couldn't get things out of me, I was the worst. She used to call me RB for rich bitch.
Right. Rhea, can you continue for a moment? I have a real emergency. Just go on, and I'll be right back.
So she used to call me, you know, that all the time. As long as she could get things out of me or could get things from me, she was fine. I would do things for her that her own children didn't do. And I'm not saying big things or stuff like that. Just running to the store. I was very respectful and very responsive to my elders. But so that was my experience, but I don't know what it derived from. Every single case that I knew of where there was a, and I don't know of that many, just about a handful, but it was always that mother with demand on that son that, I'm not going to say impeded, but that could interfere with his relationship with his wife or his timing with his wife and things like that. It ain't funny, but when you talk about the guy's mom calling, there was this one mom who must have had radar because I swear it seemed like the woman called every time they were getting ready to make love. That happened a few times as well.
And he would, you know, when, you know, then when he was finished, he said, "I'll be back." I said, "Where are you going?" "My mother want me to come home." And like I said, I respected this woman, and she's dead now. May she rest in peace. But you know, it was just so straining on me, and I know that woman did not like me because when he would always take me to his house, you know, for dinner and all this kind of stuff. I would say, "Your mother don't like me." "Yes, she do. She like you. You just this, that, blah, 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 blah. Just come on and, you know, just say hi to her." And, you know, I say hi to her, and, you know, hi. You know, just that dry hi, like, you know, "I don't really want to speak to you, hi, but hi." And, oh, my goodness, it was just like, you know, I did it because I really, you know, care for him, and I was always saying to myself, well, when I'm not in her presence, you know, I don't have to worry about anything. But when I'm in her house, I felt uncomfortable, you know, being in her house, and it was just like, it was just a, but, you know, after we broke up and everything, and I saw her maybe a couple of years before she had died, she was all right with me then.
I've often wondered about that. Now, I have a better understanding when there's no husband slash father or whatever in the picture, because that male takes that male dominance role. Okay, so she probably leans on him more than this, than the other. But when there's a husband in the picture and stuff such as that, I really don't understand that as readily I mean, I try to, but it's like, really? Because every, I guess, I know I made a statement years and years and years ago that one of the things I would not do is interfere with my children's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If I stepped in or if I got involved, it would be because of somebody's in danger or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wouldn't do it. And I sit back, and even though none of mine are married yet, but my 26-year-old and his girlfriend have my granddaughter. And when he gets mad, he'll talk to me and he'll tell me things. And because I know him so well, mm-hmm. I can tell when he's telling me just his side or the way he see it. And I'll look at, you know, I can look at him and I tell him, I said, okay, now that's the way you see it, but how is it really? And he would look at me mm-hmm. sometimes like, you know, don't try to candy coat it. Just, you know, but when it comes to her, I think I know there's been times when she thought that I should take her side just because I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I should understand just because I'm a woman and this, that, and the other. And the biggest thing was that I see a lot more than both of them think that I see.
Right.
And I guess you could do that when you're on the outside watching things that happen.
Right.
And I had concerns before the baby came along. And it was like, wow, you know. And I remember, because I remember I used to tell my daughter, do you see the way she sit up and watch him? And I'm like, I mean, it was a tad bit scary to me. It really was, because I mean, glued. And it was like, that's kind of scary. Because, I mean, they were young. Mm-hmm. They were 22, 23 years old. Not saying that they still young, but it's like, And I kept telling him not to get into a serious relationship because,
right.
for one, I knew he wasn't ready. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I used to sit back and I used to look and I said, if he tried to leave her, she's going to hurt him. Because I'm like, wow. But we used to sit there and they used to argue, and a lot of their arguments that we witnessed was when she attempted to call him and couldn't reach him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and things like that. And I'm like, and don't get me wrong, I'm not taking up for him. She had good reason.
Right.
He did things that made her suspicious. He did things, what kind of things out here doing wrong, okay? If you're in a relationship, you're in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? If you're not,
right.
you're not. Y'all should have understanding. And so he was out here doing things, you know, but I'm not saying he was right or anything, but he added to it. But it used to really unnerve me. And just based on some things that I've seen recently and things such as that, it is better, okay? The problem may come in when where the baby is concerned, because they both graduated in May, and I think he's coming back to Chicago, and mm-hmm. it looks like he may be moving somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be an issue then, even though it shouldn't be an issue because they're not married. And like I told him before, you don't get to say what's going to happen and what's this, that, and the other. Or you got a full chat room. You got Miss Kane. You got J.D. Amore. You got four guests, and you got Black Man 37.
Good evening, everybody. I'm sorry I'm not in the chat room, but I'm having technical difficulties, and thanks to my co-host for covering that for me. We also have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring that caller in. 402-972, are you there?
I am here. Hello, ladies.
Hi, how are you? You have a question or a comment for this evening's topic?
I am well and still learning. I was pretty much calling in to listen to the show and see in what way do you mean possessive women? I mean, is it when they're in a relationship, or have they always
been? Yeah, women
been? Okay.
Right, women who are in relationships and that are possessive of their man so much so that they don't want to them to give affection to their children or any of their relatives or anybody. They just want, you know, all of the attention for themselves. And they basically don't want their, you know, their significant other or any to, you know, just, they just want to be up under them and, you know, just basically wanting to run their lives for them, you know, not letting them do anything, you know, just being possessive of them.
Sounds like a lack of self-love issue, psychological.
That can be true, or they may have all kind of issues.
They could be, but I would say that psychological would probably be the best or the most logical explanation as to why a person would become that way. It best fits because it's got to be something lacking there, and a lack of love and respect for self that would cause a person to feel they needed outward
right.
from other individuals. You know, some entertainers go through that too. So, yeah.
That's true. Have you ever been in a relationship where you felt that a woman was possessive of you?
No, actually, I cannot say I have. I can't recall ever being with a woman who was possessive, no.
Okay. So do you know of any incidents of women who were possessive?
Yes.
And
one of my brothers. Yes, ma'am.
His wife is possessive of him, and what
not
is
his,
the?
Not his wife, but he was involved with two women. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and one of them was possessive.
No, they both were.
Oh my goodness! Well, did they know about each other, or?
Yes.
Wow. So how did that turn out? Is he still in that relationship, or?
No, not anymore.
Wow, two possessive women, that's wow. So what was going on in that relationship, and how did they know about each other?
Well, I mean, he was involved with for a while, for a number of years. He met another woman, and then he got involved with her and told her about the other lady, and it was volatile.
Wow, because I guess one of them wanted him. Wow.
Well, I mean, one had children by him, you know, so, and he had been with her for a number of years. And then, you know,
mm-hmm.
he was involved with another woman, you know, and it becomes,
wow.
Became a very volatile situation. So, yeah, I've seen that, not just in family, but I've seen that, I mean, with men outside my family that have been into mm-hmm. those type of situations. And, or I've heard of situations like that where a man was just, he had been involved with a lady and she was just very possessive, basically because of past relationships that she had gotten involved with a man or a couple of men, and it made
mm-hmm.
her insecure. And so
mm-hmm.
therefore she thought that the man was going to constantly run out and go get another woman, and they didn't want another woman, they wanted her.
So it was her insecurities that had caused her to be so possessive.
Yes, ma'am.
Insecurities is the root of a lot of that. If it's just not, you know, the way that they're already their thought pattern or whatever. But I think insecurities can bring on a lot of that. But I want to ask you a question, sir, in regard to your brother. Did any one of them women think, okay, did any one of them think that that was supposed to be their man, or did they
yes.
know that he was not exclusive? You know, like, okay, my daughter asked a question of
okay.
A friend of hers, and he was taking her to a dance, and this is a friend, just a platonic friend in the true sense of the word, and before she stepped out with him, she asked him, she said, do you have a girlfriend, and is she okay with this? And he said, I don't have a girlfriend. And she looked at him, she said, do anybody out here think you got a girl, think they're your girlfriend? And we just sat there. We just looked at her. She said, I don't want nobody running up on me scratching up my face. And she just left it at that. And that statement is what I was just asking in regard to your brother. I know the second woman knew about the first one, but did the first one think that that was supposed to be her man?
Yeah.
See, okay. The reason I ask that is because I think history, that triangle like that put a different spin on things.
Okay.
In my opinion, because you bring in competition, and I'm not laughing, but it's like, I want him, and if I be better than him, then he's going to choose me, and all this other, you know, all that other kind of stuff that muddy that. And it's not just possessiveness that go along, you know, with that. I know when it comes to women, probably close to 90%, if not more, of the things that evoke possessiveness in women, came from things involving either that man or men in their past.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, we have another call on the line. I'm going to bring them in. 334-785, are you there?
Hey, Dallas.
Hey, this is Miss Kane. Hey,
Miss
what's up?
Miss Kane, how are you, darling?
What's up, everybody? You know how I told
Hello.
You I was calling in, girlfriend.
With your question or comment, I know you got something to say about it.
Yeah, ma'am. Personally, I ain't no possessive woman because I don't give a rat's tail about men like that, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? It is a skill. I get up out their ass and I'm all about my business, honey. I don't care. I mean, you know, that's just me. Can't vouch for every other woman, but I have a cousin. She like that with her boyfriend, baby daddy, whatever you want to call it. She like that with him, and I don't get it. But here's the thing: when a man breaks a bond with a woman, break that trust level, that's when women start to get possessive. In my own personal opinion. When you start doing stuff, I had a guy to tell me one time, and I think it's kind of true. I know some men probably might not agree with it, that men normally are the ones that, you know, mess up in a relationship more so than women. And when you mess up in a relationship, then there comes the possessiveness, the where you been, where you going, who you on the phone with, why you got to be doing this. See, you don't, when you break that bond, it's gone. And 9 times out of 10, it's not going to come back. But my thing is, I feel like if any woman has to be possessive of a man, you don't need to be with him. Because, see, I'm telling you, Kay do her own thing. I ain't got time to be running up behind you all. Where you at? 3 o'clock in the morning. Why you ain't came home? Nigga, stay gone because I'm sleeping so good in this bed by myself. And I really wish you stay gone completely. But, you know, that's just me. You know I got the brain humor because I just don't care.
What, you know,
yeah, well, I agree with you as far as like when, you know, men may creep out on a woman or whatever, then she gets that thing of wanting to be possessive of him when he gets back, you know, where you going, what you doing, all this and that. But, you know, like you said, if you have to, you know, be possessive of somebody, then you really don't need to be in that relationship.
Right.
Because that's harmful, number one, not only to the person you're trying to possess, also to yourself, because you're spending all your time worrying about where this person going, what this person doing, all this and that. You're neglecting yourself, probably neglecting your children, you know, just so consumed with being possessive of this man that you really don't even shouldn't even be in a relationship with. So,
you
know, I do.
You can't make somebody stay where they don't want to be. You
that
know,
is
I,
true.
I've even when it comes to younger people, I've talked to some of them, and I had a young lady tell me point blank, but I'm his baby mama, and I just looked at her. I mean, it's like, first of all, you know, I already rubbed the nerve the wrong way. I said, so just because you're the mother of his child, that means that he belongs to you? First of all,
some women feel like they have that right, to be honest.
Exactly.
I mean, Exactly. Some of them do.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that does not give you power of authority. Now, for Cain, I feel like that makes me have power of authority because I feel like I'm Queen Bee of the universe. But y'all know that's just my way of thinking. But it's crazy. And going back to what Mom Dukes was saying earlier, you know, you cannot, I think it might have been the co-host, you cannot make a man or a woman be with you if they don't want to be with you. And to me, the relationship, once again, you know, we can talk about it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's going to be a bad relationship if you constantly is always breathing down somebody's throat about where they at, what they doing, what they finna do, who they talking to, and all this stuff. Because let me tell you something, like, okay, I don't, maybe this might have something to do with a little possessiveness on somebody's part back then, as far as like one of my cousins was killed, and she was killed from the actions of her boyfriend, and he was the type that was possessive. So it to me, it kind of led up to her death. I had told her, I said, he put his hands on you one time, I said, he'll do it again. And I can recall on several different occasions where me, her, and her sister, we would just go hang out, because these are my little cousins, you know what I'm saying? They look up to Cain, so they want to stay around Cain 24/7. So we always hung out. And I remember one time, he was at his sister's house, so we drove over there, you know, because he kept blowing up my cousin's phone, and he kept blowing up my phone. And I had to tell him, I'm like, look, dude, I paid a bill on this. You see what I'm saying? That's my cousin, and if she with me, she going to do what it is she want to do, bottom line. Don't keep calling, nagging me and nagging my cousin about where her sister is at and where my cousin is at, because at the end of the day, who are you? So we went to the guy's sister's house, wherever she was, where they stayed at or whatnot, and he just going off on my cousin. You should have been him. I've been waiting on you, and I've been wanting to go places, and I want to do this. You ain't wanting to do nothing, but what you're doing now is run hot out and just come out your mouth wrong because you want to have control over somebody. But this is, I feel like he was never taught, and for his mother to be a wannabe Christian and a school teacher, where is the morals at with this child? Where did you go wrong with him? Because I've never in my life seen a guy that was so disrespectful and just not knowing how to treat a woman.
Mm.
And they was young.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, it's a shame that, you know, people even have to put themselves in those situations where they even, you know, just want to possess somebody. You cannot really make anybody love you. You cannot make anybody be with you. You cannot make anybody do things that they don't want to do. The only thing you'll do to them is run them away from you. That's what's going to happen with that. I knew of a girl. She was so possessive of her boyfriend. And this is the God's honest truth. Every time he went to the bathroom, she would go and stand outside the door and put her ear up to the door, listening to him urinate every time. And how do I know?
Crazy.
Because I was at her house a few of the times when she did it, and she would go, he would go in the bathroom, then she would go back there, and when she came out, I said, what was you doing? She said, nothing, I was just at the door. I said, at the door doing what? She said, just listening. I said, oh, my goodness. But, you know, she... And then when, you know, he can make go, where you going? What time you be back? You going to be gone long? Bring me a soda back, you know, to make sure he would come back or whatever. And it really got on my nerve because of the way she was acting. You know, at times I wouldn't even, when I would go around there and he was there, I would leave immediately because I knew that it was going to either be an argument, a fight, or something was going to go on because he was wanting to go out. And every time he would try to go out, they'd get in an argument. You know, so it was just, it's crazy. It's really crazy. We're going to take a little break.
I got a question. Why was she listening to him pee again?
Girl.
Probably to make sure he wasn't in there getting on the phone or something.
Yeah, that's the only reason I can see why. To make sure he wasn't on the phone with another woman.
Exactly.
Well, that's crazy.
Every time, but I said,
the case I told you of earlier about the mother, it got so bad in their house, they had to, that was the first household that I knew of that had two phones. She installed a second phone, there was a second phone installed in the house that was strictly for his mother. She never answered that phone, If he wasn't there, it didn't get answered. And when they would go to bed at night, they would unplug their phone. Because she would call. Like she must have had a beamer in on him. She would call every when they wanted their time to themselves. They would unplug their phone.
Wow.
That's just how often she would call. But you know what? That reminded me of something when Ms. Kane talked about her cousin. I had a girlfriend who was dealing with this older guy. And at first I thought it was just because he was older. But, like, he knew mamas, aunties, sisters. He knew everywhere she went, he could immediately find her. And she didn't come visit me often. And I used to have game night with my family used to have game night every Wednesday. So this one particular Wednesday, she left the YMCA after we picked up our children from school, and they came home with us, and we were doing game night. And I did hear her sister going off on her one day about how she can't never come visit without him popping up and showing up and things like this. And that's how I learned he was a married man. Because her sister threw that up in her face. And I'm like, oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay. So we had game night, and he's steady calling her mobile phone. He's steady calling it. And I'm like, okay. And then I hear her tell him where she's at. And I don't know why I did this. It just rose up in me to do it, so I did it, and I shouldn't have said that because I remember when my 20-year-old used to tell me that, and I used to hate it. It just popped in my head, and I did it. But I told her, I said, is there any way you can go where he don't know where you're at? And she just looked at me. I said, nobody should be able to. I said, first of all, that's not your husband, number one. Number two, you're here with your children. Your responsibilities and the people you're obligated to is right here, number two. Number three, do you ever get away from him? And then I brought up this argument between her and her sister. And she was like, they just don't understand and this, then the other. I said, no, you're the one not understanding. On top of the fact that you're with somebody else's husband, there's no way you could get away from that man. There's nowhere you go where he cannot just pop up. And that's what he was good for, popping up. And I remember when she finally did, quote unquote, sever it, she ended up having to leave the state.
Wow.
Because every time she turned around, he was there.
Mm-hmm. We have another call on the line. I'm going to bring them in. 678-691, are you there?
Hey, y'all. What's good?
Hey.
Hello.
Ms. Perry, what's happening?
What's good? It's Lisa Perry from Word on the Street. Let me just touch. I got here real late because we was having a storm, and I apologize, so I have to catch up. But please, for real, females, let me tell you something. If you check in your man's phone, for what? That means you don't got trust, or you don't got to be in that relationship in the first place.
Right.
I've never, never, ever checked my man's phone. I don't have to. He don't got to check mine. Like, I just wonder about these females. I wonder about these ladies. Like, for real, like, you check phones. You going after people. You calling cheaters. You doing going on Maury and all that. Like, first of all, if you got issues at home, why are you bringing on national TV, please? I'm so sick of looking at it, like, for real. And me and my homeboys, we be cracking up. They be like, texting me from work, talking about, yo, big sis, you see this on Maury? I'm like, I'm sitting here looking at it. They said, nah, man, it won't be us. No, it won't be us. Get yourself together. Ladies, listen to me when I tell you this. Stop looking for the child support. Stop getting pregnant to get the child support and the welfare checks. St- stop. Just stop. Validate yourself. Don't let no man validate you. This is the problem. And if you're in a relationship, when you even, like, got a question or doubt, why you in it in the first place?
No, that's right.
Get it together. Pay your own bills. Have your own crib. So this way, when they walk in, I call them jump. I mean, I got my husband. My husband know who he is and what he is. But back in the day, yo, you would jump off. That was it. But when girls call that a jump off and men call that, it's two different subjects. That's another topic for another show I already had. But I'm trying to tell y'all ladies something. Get it together. Have your closet filled with clothes. Have your house filled with food. Have your own crib spotless. So when a man walk in, he can eat off the floors. Because at the end of the day, he's just going to be what he is. A jump off until you decide you can trust a man. When you can trust that man and stop looking, please stop looking to, oh God, stop looking in their phones. Please.
Do you know of any possessive women that, you know, was doing crazy things? Possessive women who were doing crazy things to keep their man.
Do you want me to talk about Newark? All the women do it. All the women do it. They all do that. They possessive. They got that good, I'll just say the good. And then, you know, they act crazy behind it. They act crazy behind it. That's why they aren't cheaters. But anyway, to make a long story short, because I don't want to take up all y'all time. But for real, these ladies got to stop. Like, for real, recognize real game, recognize game. If you in your phone looking for what you looking for and find it, don't be surprised. Because guess what? If you wouldn't have looked, it was a trust issue before. Trust your man with 110. Because if he ain't coming with 110... he got to go anyway. And that's all I got to say.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust issues will cause a person to be possessive. It's a lot of things that can cause a woman to be possessive. And it's not, you know, it's nothing really good about it, you know, but, you know, just women send themselves to those changes.
Delish.
For whatever reason.
You know what it is? You know what it is? They bring baggage from other relationships. That's
I think
the
gentleman had mentioned something about that.
Yeah.
They've been in a relationship where they were probably mistreated. You know, and then they get into another relationship and they can't get over what had happened to them in the first relationship. When you are hurt in a relationship, number one, you don't go to another relationship looking for comfort. You need to clear your brain out, you know, get yourself together before you even get involved into another relationship. Those are mistakes that people make. When you are hurt in one relationship, you go get in another relationship thinking that, you know, you're going to get healed in that relationship. And sometimes those relationships can be worse than the relationship that you was already in. So the best thing that you can do for yourself is to start loving yourself, you know, doing for yourself, you know, let it be all about you. You know, because
give
the time will come
in
again.
Between those relationships, because there is a healing process that has to occur. If you don't allow yourself to heal, you're still wounded, and you're taking that same wounded self and putting it on something else and dealing with the dynamics that may come out of that on top of what you're already dealing with.
Right, and see that's the problem that people have. They, you know, as soon as they get out of one relationship, they looking for somebody else to get in a relationship. And it really doesn't work like that.
Unfortunately, a lot of people think that's the way you get over somebody.
Right. They say,
They're looking for another person to pay their bills. And that's
well, that can be true sometimes, too.
I'm looking for somebody to pay my bill. Can you pay my bill? Can you pay my phone bill? Can you pay? Oh, okay. I lost it right now. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, that can be true, too. But then, you know, you have these women who be in these relationships and you know, they you know, get hurt or whatever, the guy walks out on them because they couldn't take the fact of the woman being overly possessive of them. Then they get into another relationship and think they can do the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to, if you don't get healed from the first time, you're just going to keep repeating that cycle.
Well, what about the men, since we're talking about possessive people? Honey, you need to tell these men they need to stop killing folks when they don't want them no more. Because, you know,
well,
they get crap more than women. Niggas, they possess it, too. More than women. They take possession to a whole nother level. Honey, be all that outside in the bush. Like, where you finna go? What you finna do? You know I love you, girl. All that, man. Please.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Crazy.
Men.
And the unfortunate
men,
part about it, some women think that when a man is possessive like that, oh, he loves me.
Yeah, they mistake it for love.
True. Yeah, because if you're
that
not some think that if you're not possessive, then there's something wrong with you.
Right.
He don't care about me.
If he ain't doing it to you, he's doing it for somebody else. All that kind of stuff. I'm like, wow, really? I like the people watch.
He don't give a shit about you. He don't give a shit about you because he running the streets doing what he got to do. You're banging all these bitches out. Like, oh, shit. Look, it's after. Okay. It's almost 12 o'clock. I can cuss. For real. Like, people, these girls really sit back and think, do you really think he care about you? Come on now. Come on now. He running the streets doing what he want to do, doing these other females. You just sitting back looking stupid, handing them over your checks. Go ahead, y'all.
Well, I know I ain't hand nobody no checks, and I'm going to have to take the checks around here.
Right.
And I listen to some of the conversations that they have, and it just amazes me. And age plays no role in this. We're going to do our rad by tonight. Yeah, we're going to check. We're going to go over there and check and see if he's over there. I'm like, excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like there's a whole culture that this is what, I need to make, you know, like when I need to call my girls tonight. Because y'all don't get in the car and go, are you serious?
Yeah, go sales. Okay,
wow.
We have another call on the line, 313-629, are you there?
Yeah.
Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, I was just going to make a comment. In most relationships, most people, they don't take the time to get to know the person. They don't get to know themselves first. Then that in itself, that's the only way you can love. Love is birthed out of knowledge. And if you don't know yourself, you can't love yourself. And then you constantly going into these relationships with people, women going into these relationships with men that don't know themselves. They got two people that don't love themselves trying to love each other.
Right, and that's true. Like they say, how can you love somebody else if you don't love yourself? It starts with self.
And
if you don't love yourself, there's no way that you can love anybody else.
Right.
And I do believe that.
Right. If you take the time.
Because them soap operas be making women feel like they have to do that. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's soap operas. I think it's more so family members. Family members trying to tell young ladies, you have moms trying to tell young girls how to, you know, what they should do, how they should do it, and mama by herself, grandma by herself, everybody by themselves, and they trying to tell somebody how to make a relationship work. When they need to first take their time, you have women that get with guys, they feel them, they feel they swag, they like the way he look, they like the way he dress, they go straight from that attraction stage to sex. Now they're trying to get to know the person.
Wait a minute. I don't want to switch the conversation, but men do the same thing because y'all think it's y'all.
I understand that, but what we were talking about, the conversation was based on the women. I understand it's men as well. But what I'm talking about is this is based on relationship, period. You go from attraction to sex, then you're trying to get to know each other and become friends, and you find out you don't even like each other, when you should have just went from the attraction stage to the friendship stage and see what this person is about. See if this man know if this man's got your best interest at heart. See, when this man says when he's out with his boys, he's really out with his boys. When this man say he's going to do something, he really does it. Instead of you going from the attraction stage to the sex stage, now you all open. You opened yourself up to this man because he didn't blew your back out. Or she didn't did some tricks that you ain't never had before, and this brother, now he possesses, he hiding in the bushes, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
When they should have took the time and become friends. And then after that friendship stage, then you go into that love stage. You should never have sex with no one that you don't love, that don't love you. And from that, it takes care of itself. But most people don't do that.
That's true, because people have their own agendas as to the things they do. You know, you have women that have sex because that's what they like to do and, you know, get it over. Then you have women who have sex because they in love. You know, it just depends on the person what they want. You know, some women, that's all they want is to have sex and no type of relationship or commitment. And the same goes for men. But, you know, like tonight's topic is about women. And, you know, that's just how it is. And then society plays a big role in it as well. But, you know,
I hear women say that all they wanted was sex. But and then when really talking with them, they want more than that. They want more than sex.
Well, yeah, because women's feelings are they're more emotional. But I guess, you know, if they see like a hurt coming on or something like that, they're gonna mask it up.
Right.
They're gonna mask it up. So, you know, a man, he could just lay down with a different woman every night and not even think about it.
It's some men, not all men.
Some men. Let me clarify that. Yes, some men.
I'm saying that because men get opened up just like women get opened up with sex. That's what I'm saying. You are a woman to do something to a man that he never had done before, and then he like flipping out. He can't.
Right.
Just the other day, I know a guy who quit his job because he was messing around with a girl on the job, and now she don't want to see him no more. He quit his job, don't have no job left because he can't take it.
Oh,
That was his dumb ass.
But he's opened up.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Well, basically, she got his nose open.
Right. She got his nose open. But,
and that's,
but
you know what?
In general, people need to decide what it is they want. They so busy trying to do this, play the damn game and run games. They can't be honest. They can't be upfront. They can't this, that, and the other. If you don't want a relationship or you don't want to be exclusive or you don't want to be this, that's what you bring to the table. Let the other person choose whether or not they're going to be part of that or not. Don't come with all these lies, and the next thing you know, you want this and they want that. There's plenty of men out here that don't want a relationship, that they want to do what they want to do when they want to do it. There's many women that same way. That the old tide doesn't necessarily mean anything. Their responsibility is not only on those women now.
But that's
go
what
ahead,
I mean. There's females. There's females. And when we get caught out there and we get told and we call a man a jump off, oh, hell no, they ain't playing with us. They get attitudes. Motherfuckers, let me tell you something. For real. Like, for real, I get aggravated because I'm looking at him like, are you serious? Are you really serious? You
right.
got jump off 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
When we do one, like, every 6 months, we hoes.
Oh,
we
the game's different
hoes.
There.
Yeah, it's a different story when the girls
no.
do it and call you jump off. No, Hold up, boo. Because I had an author, Arthur, come to my crib. I'm not going to name him. Arthur, come to my crib just, like, to meet me. And we all got drunk, and me and him jumped off. And then the next day, he wanted to go to Tiffany's, wanted to marry me and all this. So I'm like, yo, you was a jump off. He was like, what? Really? I said, yeah, bitch. And he didn't even know what to say to me. Like, I'm Newark hood. I guess because I've been around my brothers too long. Newark, shout out, Sal, Haas, Mooney. They raised me right. They raised me right. Nah, because no man going to validate me. Nobody can do what I do. And I get in the picture with these men like, are you fucking serious? You ain't about shit. You ain't doing shit. You ain't really about shit. Straight up. So they want to come at me and try to get under me. Okay, no, you ain't. No, don't leave your socks. Pick them up. I'll cook you breakfast, dinner, whatever. But you all got to go. The only people that are allowed in my house is my homeboys or family. That's it. That's it.
Interesting.
I get crazy with it. I get crazy. This is why I had to call into the show and just be respectful to a point. But I cuss. I'm sorry. I cuss on my show, too. But
right,
so
Bob, just where you at? Because you know you be telling me don't cuss.
George,
you was a co-host, Miss Kane. Don't go in like that.
Last night, y'all. Don't cuss, Miss Kane, when you called into my show. It be so hard for me, Jesus. So hard. I'm working on it, though.
What I was gonna say is, when you got a guy that's really interested in you, yeah, he's not gonna like it. He's not gonna like the idea that you told him it was a jump off. But if you got a guy that all he wants is sex, he ain't gonna care which way or another. That's because that's all he wants.
That's true.
If you got somebody that's interested in you, that's what he's interested in. Maybe, I mean, you're not interested in him, and that's fine and dandy. But I'm sure that's not all you want is a jump off. Period.
No woman wants to jump out, but at the rate that men are going in the games that men play, hell, that's why women have stepped their game up to start doing the same thing too now. Because, I mean, first of all, black men in they self can't be trusted. I'm going to give you an example. I was at the mall today. I seen a chick, she looked like she black and Chinese or some shit. So a dude walked up to her, he a local dude from where we stayed, talking about, damn, shawty, you know you fine, talking about, I ain't never seen, they don't produce, you know, no pretty females like that around him. So my whole thing is, everything has to be a visual when it comes to men. So guess what I'm visualizing on? Your pockets, because what's your money looking like? You want me to have a fat ass, some big titties, a slim waist, all that type stuff, and everything just be okay? Then, nigga, what your pockets looking like? And my thing is for the weaker men, because you have those men that never did get that type of attention when they was younger, ain't used to it. So if you go up to a woman and you liking her, you want to get with her, and she, you know for a fact that she don't want you like that, and then you let your feelings get caught up, that's on you. I'm going to tell you like my guy, Mama
Say.
I agree. Sounds like a personal problem.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm not blaming a woman for it at all. It's his problem. But I'm just telling you why that man is upset, because he getting called, he's a jump-off, being called a jump-off. Not the fact that you call him one, yeah, if that's what he is, that's what he is. That's his title. He need to wear it. It's just the same. I'm just giving you insight on why he upset. But most men are creatures of habit. That's why they play the same games over and over and over, because it worked for him. And he wouldn't do it if it didn't work. Man tell a woman, I lick you like this, I do this like that, my thing this big, I can hang with you all night. That's because it worked for them. That's why right now the art of conversation is lost. A lot of guys don't even know how to have a conversation with women, because all they know how to do is talk about sex, because it has worked for them in the past.
Exactly.
You have some men that want to flash their money, because it has worked for them in the past. You got other men that like to lie because it worked for them in the past. If it didn't work, trust me, they're going to try something else that do.
Exactly, and that's 95%. And I'm not saying all black men. I love y'all, black, dark-skinned men. I love you. But I'm just saying, 95% of our black men, and yeah, that's my own statistics on that. They don't know how to hold a conversation with a woman. You can go out right now on a dinner date with a dude, and y'all talking, chopping it up. I bet you within 2 or 3 days, he going to bring up some shit about sex. He going to do it. Because that's just what they do. And then men get mad all of a sudden. Oh, why you trying to act like you want my money? Because you want my coochie. Hell, I feel like this is valuable property over here that you trying to buy. So what is you talking about?
Oh, no,
Wait. This is the problem I have. I cook, and I got my own crib, and they come through. The house is spotless. I'm cooking in the kitchen. My homeboys already know, because you already know I post up the menus every day. But when they come through and they be like, you cook? That's the only thing they want to know. Do I cook? Bitch, please. Where you from?
Wait a minute. But wait a minute, didn't you say that they come there and you cook every day? That's what they expect. You know, just like the gentleman just said, that there are men who use different things and it's work for them. So I guess, you know, when by them coming there every day and you cooking, that's what they expect. Or what was you looking for them to say when they come there? Or was
no,
it,
no,
you know,
no, no, no. I'm saying I cook for my homeboys.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I cook for. If you a man trying to holler at me, you might get a meal if you're lucky.
Like
hey,
I could cook.
Hey, meal. You know what? You're going to come get your damn meal already. FedEx and UPS block me. You already know. But for real, the females out there don't hold it down the way they need to. They looking for getting paid. They looking for this. They looking for that. They looking for this. But, man, hold it down by yourself. And then expect somebody to come to you correct. And like y'all be talking about black men that, you know, this, that, and the third, man, please, there's many white men that are same, the Hispanics and all that. Like, I could tell you stories for days, but, you know, I'm not going to. I'm going to shut up now.
It may be true, honey, okay. But when you black, we see what side we going through. That very well may be true. I know, because I watch Lifetime all day long sometimes on the weekends, honey. I see it. They crazy. I know they crazy, but at the end of the day, no can do. I ain't finna be stupid for now one. I can't do it.
Well, my question is, I mean, pretty much to Ms. Kane. Now, when a man and woman are having a conversation, are you saying that the conversation is supposed to be a certain period of time where you're supposed to have a conversation about sex?
I mean, yeah, to be honest with you, I mean, because if you coming out the door, you know what I'm saying, starting to talk about sex, it's not about the whole conversation of sex. It's how men go about putting sex into play. It's about them trying to say, well, okay, let me throw this up real quick and let me see how I can get into her head and make her want to have sex with me. That's what I'm talking about. I don't want to hear about
okay.
A couple of days of meeting you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear about it within a week. Give me a month to try to eat, and I ain't going to even lie. I'm freaking. Yes, I am. I don't believe in all that wait 6 months shit, because, hell, even if you wait 6 months, it's going to be the same thing if you would have dealt with the dude in one night, couple days, whatever. That's my own personal opinion. I know some people don't look at it like that because, you know, mom dudes, we had
that's
that on my
truth.
Show. We had
right,
that on my show
truth.
When that was. That my homegirl was kept throwing that shit out there. That sounded ridiculous, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to hear about that. Let's talk about the weather. What do you like to do? What are your goals in life? You know what I'm saying? How your family
right.
doing? How your mama and them? Let's talk about that type of shit. Don't come talking, well, you know, I was in the bed the other night and I was kind of thinking about you and I got really aroused. I don't give a damn. That's a personal problem. Because I wasn't thinking about you in that matter, and I don't even care how fine, even if a man is fine as hell. Women, we do things in a whole different perspective. We can be wanting to give this nigga some coochie or talk about sex with it, but just out of respect, some of us, out of respect for ourselves, we ain't finna take the conversation there. Certain things can run people away from you.
Delish.
Yeah.
Delish. On
yeah.
some strength. Listen to me about this. Listen to me. Please stop sending me pictures of your dick I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
Wow.
Or the
I know
the,
that's right.
They'll send me a text talking about, can I get a picture of you? Go on Facebook. All my pictures on Facebook. What the hell are you talking about? No, can I get a picture of you? I'm not no cam hoe. I'm not no phone hoe. So guess what? If you're looking for pictures, and please stop sending me the pictures of your dick, because best believe they get deleted. I don't give a fuck how big it is, what it look like. I don't trust and believe. I don't.
My thing is this: why are you sending me a picture anyway? I mean, doesn't impress me. What it
does
is really a turn off.
An introduction nowadays.
Because
they think
I get crazy, y'all. Like, I get these pictures every day from authors, and I'm like, yo, this is business, not pleasure. Please don't send me that. Why you don't want to see what I look like? Because I don't care. I'm not trying to be with you. I ain't trying to look at you like that. Like, fool.
Right, and then this is my thing. What makes you think I'm impressed by that? You know, what is the purpose of that?
We ain't going to talk about how they did it to me off of Beast Squad, and I take them pictures and fall right over there to mom dudes. And then we ain't going to put this certain individual off of BTR that sent me a picture of his thing, honey. Nigga, clean your damn house up. What the hell you going to send me a picture for showing your dick and your damn house is dirty? Is you serious?
Stuff was everywhere.
Damn, don't look like it ain't been swept.
Are you serious?
These men have gotten
females,
and they have gotten what they want. It has worked, and that's one of the reasons why it's becoming more popular than anything else.
It worked for them in the past, so they keep doing it.
And
if
you send in some pictures of your dick, fellas, make sure it's big in size. If you just got to do it.
I'm dying over here. I
can
fit my beer
out
on that one.
But ladies, can I ask you this? Why do y'all take pictures with your asses face to the camera all the time?
I don't do that.
I don't do that. A lot of women take pictures, and the first thing in the camera is their ass.
Right, and then if somebody make a remark on their picture, they
and
get
then
offended.
They mad as hell. Yeah.
Why
right.
My thing is, why is you putting that shit on Facebook anyway? You know,
burn.
That's what's wrong
right.
with female.
Exactly.
Got all this low number dick shit. Just because you might have a nice banging body or whatever, that don't mean that you need to go show that shit. My big baby talking about, we going to make a movie. You're damn lying. You must don't know Kane Main whole weight in this music industry. Ain't nobody finna be putting me on media takeout. You a lie. Damn, make a movie.
You said ain't
what?
No true thing.
You
said media takeout.
When we get through effing, you go to sleep and you record all what we did in your damn dream, because that's the only movie that you finna see. You know,
well,
see, my
the other thing that that I've noticed over the last 10 years or so, just paying attention to those around me. Okay, they'll meet somebody out. They'll hook up. Okay, even though they know that there's a hookup culture out there, they'll hook up, and then, like, he'll get up and he'll leave or whatever. But you ain't going to even give me your number? Wait a minute, we just did what we was going to do. You know, when it goes that far, or if the numbers are changed first, they meet up, they hook up, and then all of a sudden, she steady calling him, and he's like, why is she steady calling me? And all of a sudden, she's in a relationship. As far as she knows in her head. But you all have never discussed this. Mm-hmm. You all have never had a conversation that went mm-hmm. anywhere near anything like that. But all mm-hmm. of a sudden, just because you slept with this man, which y'all didn't sleep, so I don't like that word, but what, I'm not going to use the other word. You had sex with this man, all of a sudden, this is your man? When did you decide
those
this?
The,
and don't
those
get a part
are some
in
of the
that.
Emotions that women display once they do that. Yeah. And, you know, it should be some type of communication, you know, before you even have sex with this person, there should be some type of communication. Are we in a
exactly.
relationship? Are we going to be in a relationship? Or is this a one-night stand? or, you know, what's the deal here? But if you just basically out there wanting to be a one-night stand, do it and get it over with and just forget about it, you know.
Exactly.
Don't be calling this person, stalking them, and, you know, wanting to be possessive of them and all this so crazy stuff, because you
trust
already
me,
know
that
the
coochie
deal.
Good. He'll be back. It's
yeah.
a matter of time. He'll be back.
Yeah, because then you've got men who basically
are hung up on women who led on them right.
They basically come back to them women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had a guy, I could not get rid of this guy.
That's that
and
throwback.
And I basically, I did not,
That's that throwback.
He even told me himself. He said, I've never had anybody, any sex like with you, with like anybody else. And he just kept telling me how good it was. So we went on for a minute, you know, but then it got to a point where he was calling me, seemed like he was somewhere watching me come in the house across the street. What you doing? Can I come over? I said, I just got home. Were you looking for me or what? No, I was just calling because I want to come over. No, you know, and it just got to a point where I just had to just tell him point blank, stop calling me, just leave me alone. And that went on for a minute because he would stop for about a couple of weeks. Then he called me, you okay? What you doing? You mind if I come over? Leave me alone. So, therefore, you know, sometimes, when women, sometimes you have to be very careful when you lay it on these guys, you know, because you might have a
stalker. That's what some people base relationships on. They get in the relationship with the one who they, quote-unquote, have the best sex with.
Wait. What happens when, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What happens when they show up at your door the next day with all their clothes and stuff talking about we moving in? Oh, no.
No.
I've had it happen to me. This is why I don't have sex. I swear to God, I'll stay celibate to put up with that shit. Show up at my door.
The next day.
Yeah, the next day. Like, literally left out and went and packed their bags and brought them over. No, fool, no.
You got to drink this.
No,
you must
I'm
have
not
really laid
joking.
It on them, but no, and that gets to be dangerous too, because somebody, you know, they get to the point where they stalking, they feel that you belong to them, and the next thing you know, they hiding somewhere in a bush, and you come out, they blow your brains out. So
well,
you
I
know,
guess
you
I haven't had none that good yet. Then shoot,
I'm not inviting you to my house either, homeboy. I'm trying to tell you, you ain't coming to my house. For real, these boys be crazy. This is why all these months I sit in the ATL.
Where are you
like,
at?
Oh no.
Where you, at?
you never mind. I ain't nowhere.
Because I'm sorry, I ain't never had none that good with me. Pack up and move to a woman's house the next day. My mind's
the next day,
and
it's not. It hasn't been once. It's been every time. So I just. That's why I just shut down. Hell no, nah, y'all.
Where
good.
You at?
Huh?
Where are you at again?
Know where you need to be because you ain't moving in either, fool. I'm trying to tell you.
No, I'm sorry. I just
yo, they come with rings. Yo, the boy came with a ring. This was in Jersey. This is why my brothers kept me on straight lockdown. Sal, Haas, Mooney, I got to tell y'all. In Newark, they kept me on straight lockdown. Like, they remember me being 14 on a pedestal, being a little princess, and that's how they still look at me. Don't even try to tell my brothers I have a sex life. Oh, hell no. So I don't have one. But when I did try to have one, the boy tried to move in the next damn day. I swear to God, I came home from work. His shit was on my porch, and him, and I'm looking like, what are you doing? He was like, moving in with you. Oh, hell no, the hell you ain't.
Wow.
And he was like, no, look, I got this diamond ring. He brought a diamond ring out. He was like, He was like, I'll just call your brother Sal. Yeah, call my brother Sal. Just call my brother Sal and see where, how far you won't get in this door. Nowhere.
Mm. Well, we have about 5 minutes left in the show, and we're getting ready to close it. Does anybody, well, anybody have any closing comments? Come on in and say them.
I'm just trying to figure out where she lives in New York.
What happened? What'd you say?
I'm sorry. No, I was just trying to figure out where she lives over there in the East Coast, but I'm just joking.
Atlanta, fool.
Atlanta.
Okay. Is this 402? Do you have any closing remarks?
No, ma'am. Just no. I have no more closing remarks.
Okay. Well, it was a great show tonight. I appreciate everybody who came out. Sorry I couldn't get in the chat room, but Rhea had my back because she was managing the chat room for me. I appreciate that, Rhea.
Yes.
I appreciate you handling the chat room for me because, like I said, I had difficulties getting in due to Amazon Web Services. And, you know, like I said, I appreciate everybody who came out. You want to tell them what our next week's show is going to be about?
Next week's show
wait,
is
wait. That's Miss Rhea?
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Rhea.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold it. Wait 1 second. Lisa, are you drunk?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm about to eat some chili.
Everybody knows my voice. I cannot disguise my voice.
I'm like, she said Rhea. I'm like, Miss Rhea.
Oh, my goodness.
Next week is going to be slow jam.
Oh, Lord.
Yes,
I'm in trouble now.
I'm going to come back next week. I'm playing all the slow jams from the late 50s until today's little bit of, you know, music of today. And remember, if you're in a relationship and somebody's possessive of you, you don't need to be in that relationship, be it female, male, or whatever, because there's issues going on there. In a relationship, you need to be happy and in love with the person you're in a relationship with. So any possessive women out there, get it together. Love yourself, treat yourself, be good to yourself, and when you are ready, then get in a relationship. Don't get in a relationship thinking that you can make somebody love you, make somebody want you, make somebody need you, because it's not going to work. You have to love yourself first. And with that being said,
We have a question in the chat room. Someone wants to know what is Lisa's show.
Oh, anybody have any Blog Talk shows, you can shout them out. Lisa, are you there?
I'm right here.
Let everybody know when your show is, hon.
Oh, which one? I've got...
Whatever one you want them to know about.
I got Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays. I do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I do my author shows. Thursdays, I co-host too many shows to have my own. Wednesday is also my rapper show. Saturdays is incarceration to incorporation. And Sunday is domestic violence. Word on the street.
Well, you're very busy.
Please.
Yeah, yes, you are. I listened to the show the other day, and I need to get that list from you for the prisons. So if you can email that to me, I'd appreciate that. I called you today as well.
Yeah, send me the request on my email, llperry803@gmail.com. If you want the inmate list to get your books into the prisons or try to support inmates, it's a lot of family members that we got that want to ship books into their, you know, their husbands or brothers or sisters, whatever. Yeah, I got
okay.
a whole inmate list.
I'll get that from you. So if anybody else have any last closing remarks, you have 1 minute to do it. And if not, we're going to close out. Rhea, I appreciate you coming on tonight, darling. I appreciate everybody who came out, the ones who hung out in the chat room that I couldn't get into. The flies on the wall.
Look, we couldn't get into any of the chat rooms tonight, even my chat room when I was on my show, and then I went on two other shows. None of us could get in the chat, so, sweetie, it ain't just you, Rhea.
Wow.
After, yeah,
okay.
At least, Log Talk's acting up.
Do you have a show
as well, honey? They put a note out there in the,
right.
On the board that people were having a problem getting in. I just got
right.
in very easy, and then, you know, some people were able to and some people weren't.
Right. Well, okay, everybody. Thanks. And
good night.
Good night.
Good night, y'all. See you on Facebook.
Okay.
Cry.